We spoke about last week, we said last time that obviously there's different solids and liquids. Solids, you've got Kadafi, there's prostatin, because ice and liquids, Ravius, has to be consumed ideally in Ganeshtias Ravius. So we said some food items are a bit questionable. For example, a person like ice cream. Ice cream goes in your mouth, goes in as a solid, but then it melts in your mouth, mushy, becomes a liquid. I said many pots will take on, that's called a solid. Yogurts also depends. Some of them are very runny. The runny ones, pustules, are a liquid. And therefore, unless you have that with Ignatius Arias, you can't have it on grain. It's not very common, actually. I don't think normally it's common to have anything like that. Chicken soups, and all these roasty soups, these liquid soups, very often are very, very runny. They're liquid. You eat it with a spoon. What do you do with a spoon? The mice, it's got a thin of a liquid. And therefore, you have to have it with this soup. It's not very practical. So if someone just has soup by itself, very likely you do not make a proper product. Very important to know this, Robert, so yeah? Depends what you're having, but he's having some sweets, he wants to mix a proper product. And generally speaking, in sweets, when you have sweets, you're not having a desire for sweets. So therefore, it's pressed in order to make a broth offering. Let's just stuff a hole in it. It's not a very common scenario. So generally speaking, you're not going to be making a broth achrona. If you've got other things, you're eating other things as well, it's another story. Honey.
Three toffees in one go.
Three?
They're toffees. So the toffees.
Three toffees are a bit.
It's a liquid.
It's a quarter of a slice of bread. Honey, for some reason, is called a mushroom. It's called a mushke, and therefore it's very hard to be having a reveal of it in such a short time. Okay, that was more or less the halachas we got last time. Now, this is very interesting. Let's recap what we spoke last time. This is my new topic here about a cup of coffee. Someone's having cups of coffee during the day. And he wants to know, does it make a bracha achrona? That's not uncommon, this scenario. There are people who are drinking the whole time, actually. They come into the office and they start drinking at 9 o'clock, right through the whole day, they're having cups of coffee. So the question is, what do you do with such things? Let's just go from the beginning, Owen. How long can you make your bracha achrona? Again, let's just make this clear. There's one shaila, how much you have to eat to be chayav in a bracha achrona. So we said you have to have a kezias within kedachis pras, or a revius when kedachis is revius. Now you've done that, so you owe a bracha achrona. Sometime in the middle of your meal, you've had this amount. Now the person started schmoozing, he got carried away. He looks at his watch. He says, "Quite a long time. This is not finished my meal. Can I still make my bracha achrona?" So the question is now, he's got a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona. He had a chiyuv. He had the right amount of food to make him chayav in a bracha achrona. Right, but he did not make the bracha straight away. And now time has elapsed, and he wants to know, can he still make this bracha achrona? That is the question. Someone answer that is. And then he'll say, Yochalavar, how long can a person make a bracha achrona? Until the time the food starts digesting. The kamishurei,
liquid is a pretty quick time, isn't it?
Kamishurei, how long is that time? Kal zaman she'ei ro'ov, he's not hungry due to what he's eaten. That means the person's having a meal, he's full. Nice, he smooths for an hour. After an hour, he looks at what happened with the bracha achrona. He looks at what he says, I'm not hungry, I can't eat anything else. In that case, there's no problem. He's allowed to make a bracha achrona. In fact, the Magen Avraham says by Suga Gedola, it's 6 hours. A Suga Gedola means a person has washed in a bread meal,
And that's a Friday night meal, probably. It's a Suda Godoyla, probably. Or someone goes to a Hasna, probably. That's probably a Suda Godoyla. Then we're going to promise it's 6 hours.
What do you mean, 6 hours?
It's 6 hours. What? So we're going to come to this now. It's very interesting. We're going to have to go over here. Very good. So in a Suda Godoyla, 6 hours.
Is he even hungry before that?
What?
Is he even hungry before that? It's still 6 hours?
Stop, if you feel hungry, it's a riot. I must tell you, my brother told me many years ago, very interesting. Someone gave this shit in London. Very interesting, actually, what he said. And he said that some guys were playing football. So they stopped in the middle of the game, they were shitty away, and they decided to have a can of Coke. So they got the whole can of Coke down in a few seconds. Do I have to make a block up right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Within 15 seconds, yes.
They drank within 15 seconds, right? And then they carried on playing football for about 3 or 4 minutes, or whatever. Then they realised that Alan was, it really not made a block of Corona. Can I make a block of Corona?
Why not?
So he said, there, each of them is raw, sitting there, giving the shit, and there, you have to know it. The exercise is strenuous, the digestion is much quicker. So it could be, that's an interesting point, I didn't look at that actually, it's a very interesting point actually. He said, in such a case there, could be got a very, very short time.
What do you mean?
When the body's working, you're exercising, your muscles are working much
faster. Well, it's a fixed time.
It's no fixed time.
Is he ready for another drink? Is he thirsty?
Oh, it could well be, is he? Yeah? Someone's running around, actually. It could well be, he's running for it. He's thirsty. We'll see what minimum shit they give. But I'm just saying, it's a very interesting point, actually, this. That when your body is working harder, it could be the shit goes much faster. So what I'm wrong is a big sudda is generally 6 hours. You're asking, in the mice, why would you feel hungry less than 6 hours? I don't know. If you feel hungry,
it's 72 minutes.
72 is a minimum, you see. 72 is a minimum. 6 hours is the moment of wrong, is the sheer for a big sudda.
From the last bite. From the last bite. When you're going to stop counting.
That's a good one. That's when you start.
When you start?
Yeah,
when you
start, yeah. Yeah, the meal, the clock starts to when you start. That's very interesting. I'm cutting my spoon, let's go on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shosh Iskali is wrong, as soon as you start being hungry, even though it's not completely digested, it's got a dinner digestion, you could not make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is careful what you say, complicated Mishnah Berurah, but look what he says over here. Ma'at Oisachi, Lanira Shabon Afuke, Mashash Oisachi, right, he says over here, if a person has a food item, not a meal. I'm clearly speaking about not a meal. I mean, let's say in my case, a person has one apple. He makes a very pure eight at 3 o'clock, and he waits. Now, normally we're gonna say that, at least with the average, you've got 72 minutes from making your bracha achrona. That's normally with the average. Ideally, the post would say, one should make a bracha achrona really as soon as one's finished eating. That means if I'm having one apple, and I know I'm not having more apples, really, what I should do, according to Poskim, is to make a bracha achrona straight away. Because you get yourself into sfeikus, if you wait long, first you might forget. And second of all, some Poskim hold it's less than 72 minutes, and therefore it's best to really make a bracha achrona straight away. If you didn't, pastures for food, you have a minimum of 72 minutes. If you have a kazayas for food, you have a minimum, generally speaking, of 72 minutes. That means, this is a Mishnah Berurah, if someone starts his apple at 3 o'clock, and he has another one at quarter to four. When does he have to make his bracha achrona by?
On 3 o'clock.
Yes, so Mishnah Berurah says there, Chiddush, that your clock starts ticking from 3 o'clock, and by 4:12 you have to make your bracha achrona. It doesn't help that I had another apple at quarter to four to start the clock ticking. He brings in the bottom Rav Shirin that a previous God actually says it starts the clock ticking again, but the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with his pshat.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, according to you,
I'm not rushing.
No, soon go for 4 hours. You only got 2 hours afterwards. It starts from
you.
Right, yeah.
Unless you're eating the whole time. You mean say if you're eating the whole time?
It must be because you never see Alan Benjamin
with a chassid. Yeah, I suppose you're right. He's probably right, actually. He's right, I'm sorry, yeah.
It starts from the end of the meal.
But so Mr. Brewer says in that case there with the apple, you have to make your bracha achrona by the end of the first apple. Very interesting point this. So you've got till 4:12, right, that's what he speaks out of, Mr. Brewer. If you're in the middle of a meal, that means an apple is not a meal, it's a snack. You're not intending to make a meal out of these apples. Then the Mishnah says, my Allah is right, but if you're in the middle of a meal, so you're having lunch, supper, whatever it is, or you have washed, certainly,
In that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avdim Hoyosh, Mesoich Suda, if you're in the middle of a meal, go Mashiach in the Suda's Gedoyah, you should come up a couple of shots, yeah, you sit many hours, so upon Yeshiach, and Machin, just pass your offer, but it's not what I'm doing. And you have, from the time you get your bread, you should come to the house by 7:30, you were one of the early birds, and you wash, you have your bread, 7:30, and it lasts for many hours, but by the time you bench, it's 12:30, Allah became Nukhna Bora, the Soviets, the Muslim, Kimon de Batok, Meshach Hazel, Oakland Paparos, for Kistin, Roshoshin, Hakol Suda Achati. It's all one meal.
So when does the clock start ticking?
So then it starts only ticking when you stop.
Yeah. 72 minutes, that's what I was
going to say. No, absolutely. Don't worry, it's for 6 hours.
But this is with the apple, I don't understand. You said because of the ikon. Now, if you have another apple at 4 o'clock, so you're not hungry for another apple because you've just eaten
that's what he says.
Ikon yields up lot, so why have you only got 12
minutes?
Very
impressive, that's what Mishnah said, because that you're not hungry now because the second apple.
Serious, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, you're burning the question on the first one. You owe a burning the question on the first one.
How do you make two brahma brahmas now? Of course not.
What?
Not make two brahma
brahmas. No, but you have
because
to make
it. You owe it.
You owe it to the first one.
Yeah, but the meantime I've had another apple.
But that doesn't start the clock ticking, he says. It's got no shaykh to one apple to the other. So you can't start, I don't have to start
the
nose.
You've been gnashing the whole time. You have an apple with a box of apples. The whole time you've got eaten two minutes, you have another one.
But it's not Suda Achas. He says it has to be Suda Achas. I don't know how to get it, but it looks like it has to be Suda Achas. A snack. If you go to a Kiddush, I understand. If you go to a Kiddush.
I've got a box of apples in front of me.
And you're having a meal out of these apples.
I don't think a meal. I don't know.
All day
Same thing with the cup of coffee. I don't know, he says Suda Achas, he says. I don't know what the logic is. The Prima Gorim, when he quotes, I understand much better. He says the clock starts ticking again, like you're saying. He said when you have your second apple, the clock starts ticking again.
That makes sense.
Mishmur says it's not right. He doesn't like Pshat, I don't know what you call it. He's not happy with his Pshat. See, he says you open the first one. So you ask him now, why someone has been snatching the whole day? I don't know. I don't know. Is that called Suda Achas? It looks like it has to be tied together. I'll tell you what he brings over here from Rav Vosna. Oh, I haven't got the other version. I've got a Mishnah Berurah here, but I've got a different one. That's the problem. Let's just see if we can find it here. Here, it brings Rav Sheva Alevi. Sheva Alevi says, oh, if it's one Suda, it's okay. Says that, but Prima Gorim says it starts ticking again, yeah? See, it says. He says, well, an example, someone ate pears, we have to make bread of washers. He had an apple. And he also had a drink of coffee. And he wants to carry on drinking. But he's running out of time from his apple. says the Rav Vosna, according to the Mishnah Berurah, 3 o'clock you had your apple. 4:15 you had a cup of coffee. And you want to carry on drinking. But the thing is, you're running out of time for your ikon on the apple. Mm-hmm. So he says, you have to make a brocha chloe ikon mishmur by 4:12 on your apple. You have to make a new brocha shoda on the coffee. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how it works. It's not one suda. He says, that's all it works, not one suda. That is the problem. Yeah, he's not sure. It's not easy what to do. It's not possible what to do. So that's what comes out. In the Suda Gedola, then he says you haven't got a problem. And the Maisa, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to. So I'm saying, it's a good example, the Chasna. That's what many people do. They start the first course at Chasna, they have the Challah, and it's finished. There's no more Challah. They don't have any more Challah during the rest of the meal. So there could be quite a few hours gap between that bit of Achidus and Challah, and by the time you go to the bench. But the Meister, the Mishmur says, since it's all one meal, there's no problem. Now, all the food joins together to make it one big meal, even though it's got no connection to the bread. So that's what he says. So the Meister, because food, solids, a pastor's one's got 72 minutes, but yeah, but I'm saying it's ideal to make a brocha achrona straight away, because some pastor wants less, especially snacks like a pack of crisps. Well, they're very light. They don't have an apple. It doesn't last so long. The things I'm saying, so one shouldn't really rely on this. When it comes to liquids, not I will shy as well by liquids. Actually, liquids is even worse. The Mishnah Berurah's answer actually is with this case. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this thing of 72 minutes. That means a person had an apple, and he waited 72 minutes. Not made it. He realized that I said to you, you can make a bracha achrona. Says the Mishnah Berurah brings this shitter 72 minutes. You got to make a bracha achrona. Kosra Haba Achoinim, that you work out the Hiloch Abba Minim, which is 72 minutes. But he says it over here, yes, when Achoinim, I have Abba Achoinim disagree. They disagree and they say, well, Ochel Achilim, if you drank a small food, a small amount of food, or and you delayed and you don't know how to work it out, the best thing to do, he says, is, it's interesting, is to have some other food which needs the same Bracha Achroida. That means in my case, for example, let's add an apple. I make Brei Pri Eitz and 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, I really have not made a Bracha Achroida. Now, strictly speaking, I can make a Bracha Achroida, but Mishpura says that other shit is not so simple. So Mishpura says the best thing to do is take another food item, let's say a piece of melon.
What does that help you?
Yeah, but at least you've got a burning fossils. On the other side, it might help for that one is where it's good.
So the burning fossils is going on the melon?
Yeah, it's going on the melon, but good. Don't get caught to a lot of stodium. It might help for the apple as well.
Yeah.
But to get out of the suffering of burning fossils, he says, have a melon, make a broch on that. The mice, he says, if you can't, haven't got a melon available, you've got nothing else available to eat.
Then
you can be 72 minutes. So, but the air
bed, you can buy a hustler, you've got 6 hours from the last plan?
Unless you're not eating much there. Some people don't have a lot of time. Generally, when a person goes to have a big meal, I would say a Friday night, a Shabbos meal is not a big meal.
Okay.
Or so a Chassid meal. Or
the ice cream is served at 10 o'clock or 10:30. Now, from 10:30, how many got 72 minutes or 6 hours?
6 hours. If it's
from 10:30. Wow.
But, the Chora, but that, if you feel hungry, if you yourself feel hungry, then this doesn't apply.
Wow.
This is talking about, this is not wrong if I talk about when you don't feel hungry, yeah?
Yeah.
He's talking about you can assume 6 hours of time. If a person feels hungry, then I heard this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, generally speaking, our body side, it's definitely kedai to make a bracha for this reason. There's no point waiting, really. Unless you're having other foods as well. But if you know that you're having one apple, you're having one drink, and then you're stopping, really the best thing to be doing then is straight away to make a bracha for it.
You're at a wedding, and after an hour you feel hungry, so you should bench.
No, you
don't. No, you're in the middle of
the eating, and there's long drushes or dancing. If you feel hungry, according to you, you should better bench straight away.
No, because in one soup you can join it together, you can revive it.
Even though you're feeling hungry.
Yeah, Chora. Yeah, you're asking. It's interesting, yeah. Chora, one soup there, you can join it together.
Chora. Who's been hungry? Especially the modern one.
What about drinks? Drinks is actually a big problem. Drinks actually are possible to say for much shorter. A person has to release a drink, let's say, within 15 seconds. Really, he should try and make a bracha achroida certainly within half an hour. Because within half an hour could already be the shekel. But even if he didn't, also it takes 72 minutes. It's pushing it, it's not easy. Mice a big kasher on this, actually. I must say, I didn't recognize that. I asked, oh, achroida, mice is kasher. Leil Seder, why was I Leil Seder? They finish, won't crack off it. On Leil Seder, when did you make the bracha achroida? So then the bracha wasn't held for that, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not what's a quick Seder, it's the simple answer. You can tell anyone he wants a quick Seder because he wants to make the bracha achroida. Which is an interesting point, actually, yeah? He's got
a big second choice.
What?
You have in the second choice.
How long is it between the first choice and the second choice? Yeah. Much more than an hour and a half.
2 hours, yeah.
Can be 2 or 3, it can be 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So they ask a question, what's happened over here? What's happened? Yeah.
How quickly do you drink your wine?
Then you need to drink it within 50 seconds of the beer, no?
Straight away you drink it.
First, you should be drinking it at a beer within this time.
Yeah.
In Molly Lumor, maybe. You have to know. Right, you should be drinking it within the right share. So the question is now, what's happened to this beer? Where are you going to make a bracha achroida on this?
Kevona.
What?
Kevona for later.
No,
you have time to shake.
It's not easy question.
We ask the question every year.
What?
We ask the question every year. What's the
question? What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer?
We have an answer. I can't remember.
It's a real question. It's a real question. Some say what? Some people say
they are godly.
He said it's a chen for the suda. It's a chen for the suda. You need to walk for the meal time. It's considered like one big meal.
Maybe just want to the altar.
What?
You need to give some rooms to the
water. He brings down it, it's not happy to go fast. He brings down an action from someone that you should make a quick save for this reason. You should make it quick to get to benching. Or have another coat at least. The mice, he doesn't like this story, he doesn't like this. But it's a way, the mice, the question is a good question. So now, coming to our shadow, a coffee.
They say that when a person is dealing with the second time on market.
Yeah.
So zip time freezes. Really? Zip time freezes.
Clock stops.
Clock stops.
That
connects to the mirror. So imagine now outside of that coffee is very interesting. That means, let's say, for example, I'm having a cup of coffee. I come to Cola at 9:30, have a cup of coffee. I finish it 9:35. I'm going to have another one in an hour's time. The Meister, the Chatchila, passes better to make a bracha right now. Because I'm passing this
half an hour.
Well, I'm drinking the shea. I drank the shea, let's say, it's quite right here. I drank the shea when the Meister had a revius within 15 seconds. But my next one's only in an hour's time. So I'm bordering on a bit of a sopik. I mean, it's not ideal, this. It's much better, Lachara, to make a bracha achrona in such a case before you have the next one. But what's going to happen now is that when I have my second coffee, I have to make a new shakra and a new bone of ostrich. So that is Lachara better. If it's within half an hour, yes, Lachara, what to do? That's a bit of a question. But over half of that, if it's an hour or so more, then Lachara, I would advise the person to make a bracha achrona.
Go ahead.
Brilliant.